One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Shannon and Scott.
It's just obvious.
Like, duh. Wake up, sheeple.
You subscribe to this podcast. You should
know. We are.
Come on. We shouldn't have to introduce ourselves. Except if this is your first time listening. And then,
hey, welcome.
We're Shannon and Scott. We're so excited you're here.
And we do song salads, which are random topics plus random genres combined to create random songs.
It's wacky. It's crazy.
Don't leave. Please don't leave.
No, we're really fun. And I promise that we're going to be nicer now.
Yeah. Well, we got all that out of the way.
Yeah, you just like went right into it.
Well, I figured if it was a first-time listener, you just want to hook them.
Yeah, that's true. Now you're in. You're
like
in too deep. Oh, no. It's like quicksand. You can't get out. It's like quicksand, but like jokes and endearing
holding
people.
Your ears hostage for the next 30-odd minutes. And how odd they are.
I was going to say, the oddest 30 minutes in your whole day.
Should we get a genre, I guess?
Yeah, okay. So here's what we do.
I already said it.
No, but I'm going to say, but like how we actually, you know, you gave the like hot, the 10,000 foot overview.
Right.
So in order to get the random genre and in order to get the random topic from which we birth a beautiful, original, new mutant song, we spin the salad spinner, which is we spin the salad spinner.
This is our best intro yet.
Which is a suggestion that we get from you, our awesome listeners, usually on Twitter at SongSaladCast.
And this week's salad spinner suggestion comes from Claire Dixon.
On a roll.
Two in a row.
Bow, bow, bow.
I'm trying to think of like, what do you call that? There's all of the fun words have to do with three times.
Okay, so if it's not a hat trick, maybe it's a visor trick?
Sure. Instead of a three-peat, it's a two-peat.
And instead of a, what's it called in bowling?
A turkey.
A turkey. It's a chicken.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
So, Claire Dixon says, next suggestion, chugging a beer. You can choose whether to actually do this or just do an impression of it. Despite what you may think from that intro, we have not done it yet.
I know, guys. It's just been a long week. It's Friday night.
But since it is Friday night, it's about to get lit, fam.
God.
Oh, no. I sprayed beer on the computer.
Yeah, you sure did.
Pause for paper towel.
Oh, no.
Okay, crisis averted.
Alrighty. Now that you've done making a mess.
Am I actually chugging this beer?
Yeah.
Like, all of it.
I mean, can you?
I can. Hold on, let me put it in a glass first.
Yeah, when's the last time you chugged a beer?
I feel like it was more recent than I think.
Did we do it at New Year's? Are we chugging at New Year's? I don't think so. We had good beer.
We had good beer, and then there was also like PBR and stuff.
That's true. Maybe we did chug.
Shotgunned a beer?
You might have shotgunned a beer.
I think I shotgunned a beer.
Also, this is actually good beer, so I feel kind of bad making you chug
this
it.
Is a,
actually, it's Claire's fault.
This is a 6 Point Brewery Sweet Action Blonde Ale.
Way to give away the milk for free, dude, with our sponsorship.
It's not a sponsorship.
Yeah, I know, but you're just advertising.
Well, I didn't tell people to get it, I guess.
Well, now they owe us money. We'll send them a bill.
I'm going to chug as much as I comfortably can of this. Which I know is the true intent of chugging.
Yeah, that's the...
To be comfortable.
The daddest way to chug a beer.
Well, I guess I'll try to join you, kids.
All right, here we go.
This is for you, Claire.
This is what you wanted. I'll narrate. Okay. So Scott, starting out pretty strong. He's going at a good pace. I would say he's probably 50% done with that beer. Oh, man. He's like really going to do it. And we're done. Oh, my God. He did it. I can't believe you actually did the whole thing.
It was very crisp.
Yeah. That's a hoppy beer, man.
Ugh. And cold.
Oh, he's crying. Claire, you made him cry.
I'm just so happy I did it.
You probably got brain freeze.
A little bit.
Yeah, jeez.
Ooh, that sweet action.
Stop advertising.
Spin.
Spin. G-funk.
Or G-funk.
G-funk.
Or gangsta funk.
Yeah.
It's a subgenre of hip-hop music that emerged from the West Coast gangsta rap scene in the early 1990s.
G-funk, which uses funk with an artificially altered tempo.
That's really, I'm going to have to see exactly what that means. I think I have an idea of what it means, but I'll investigate further.
Like, do you think, we can get there.
We'll get there.
I have questions. Anyway, G-funk incorporates multi-layered and melodic synthesizers, slow hypnotic grooves, a deep bass, background female vocals. Very specific. And extensive sampling of P-Funk tunes. Okay.
Ah. I know exactly what this means.
Do you?
Yep. Keep going.
And a high-pitched portamento saw wave synthesizer lead.
Yeah.
The lyrical content depended on the artist and could consist of sex, drugs, violence, vandalism, and women, but also for love of a city, love for friends, and relaxing words.
I love the word cat. Because it makes me think of cats.
What? Relaxing words. There was also a slurred, lazy, or smooth way of rapping in order to clarify words and stay in rhythmic cadence.
We can do that. We're known for our smooth rapping. I'll be a little bit smoother now that I've chugged a beer. Yeah. Thanks, Claire.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can definitely slur our words. Unlike other earlier rap acts that also utilize funk samples. Okay, so it's sampling. G-Funk often utilized fewer unaltered samples per song.
Dr. Dre, a pioneer of the G-Funk genre, normally uses live musicians to replay the original music of sampled records.
Hmm.
This enabled him to produce music that had his own sounds rather than a direct copy of the sample.
That's really cool.
So let's break this down a little bit.
Yeah. What was your little revelation on P-Funk?
So do you know what P-Funk is?
Is it Pimp Funk?
No, it's a band.
Oh.
Parliament.
Oh, Parliament Funkadelic.
That's P-Funk.
Oh, well, because it was gangster funk, so I was like, maybe
it's
Pimp Funk.
Here's the thing. It uses funk with an artificially altered tempo. What they do is they take Parliament Funkadelic tunes as samples, loop them, and slow them down to other altered tempos and use that as the instrumental track over which they rap and add other synthesizers.
So where does the live music come into this?
Dr. Dre decided he would hire live musicians to play Parliament Funkadelic songs live in whatever tempo he wanted, in whatever style he wanted, etc.
That's crazy.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, really cool. Guys, we're going to try to be Dr. Dre.
We're going to find a good P-Funk track and rap over it lazily.
Oh, no. And I'll do background female vocals.
Make sure they're female, Shannon.
They do say background, not female background vocals, background female vocals. I feel like those adjectives aren't in the right order.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I also don't think this is a error of translation on Wikipedia's part this time.
No. They also said that the lyrics are about relaxing words, so
I hope we could find an example of that.
Yeah, seriously. All right. So like we said, it became really popular in the 1990s, and it originated in Los Angeles.
Snoop Dogg is noted as a G-Funk rapper, and for an example, they list the earliest use of sine wave synthesizers and Parliament Funkadelic style bass grooves was in Dr. Dre's N.W.A. single, Always Into Something, from their 1991 album,
Efil Forzagen.
So yeah, we'll use that as our example. That is Always Into Something by N.W.A., produced by Dr. Dre. He got in the Benz and said, Ray, I was speaking to your bitch, O'Shea. And as we roll on, I seen the patrol on creep. So we got ghosts before they beat me and Ren in a black CT. Yo, humping some funky shit by the DOC. I gotta get paid in a hurry. See, I gotta have it if I'm not paid thoroughly. I start taking, making sure my shit is steady bumping. A nigga always in the sun. Fuck them motherfuckers.
motherfucking police, cause they swear to jet lock down and then kick him in his motherfucking ball. Goddamn police, fuck them.
And another example song that we listened to quickly was Ain't No Fun from Snoop Dogg's album Doggy Style.
It is quite explicit.
Quite explicit. Oh yeah, I should have warned. Retroactive explicit content warning.
I mean, our whole podcast has an explicit content warning on it, so we're fine.
But you noticed the sort of funky bass and horns that were sampled in it, the synthesizer, sine wave synthesizer specifically. It's like that very pure tone that just is a single note kind of
and like
sustaining
hovering over
everything. And then turntable scratching and very sort of like laid back, almost behind the beat rapping. So that's what we're going to try to emulate. G-Funk.
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 G-Funk. You're so cool.
And who more gangster than us to take on this topic?
The worst.
It's time for you to chug a beer.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Chug, chug, chug.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest.
Why?
Because I don't want to deceive our listeners.
Okay.
I'm drinking seltzer because we're going to go out for your birthday.
We are.
And I'm trying to wash my figure because I'm getting married in like T-minus, like a week from when this comes out.
Yay.
Basically. And I do have a dress fitting in the morning.
True.
And I'm going to have a beer when we go out later.
Yep.
So I don't want to chug one right now.
And I already chugged a beer and I'm going to have more later because I'm old now and it's all downhill from here.
Scott always does this, and then he forgets that I'm like 8 months older than him, and so then I turn 30 in February, and he's going to be 29 for most of a year still.
Right, and once you turn 30, it'll make me feel better again.
Okay, well, don't worry. It's coming. Anyway, so I'm going to chug some seltzer.
All right, she's doing it. She had a little bit of like bubble in her nose, maybe. She's going for it. She's about quarter left, and almost done. She's done it, folks. She's chugged the seltzer.
Excuse me.
Wow. With a burp to boot.
It was bubbly. Very good. Spin.
There's a little dribble going down your chin.
I'm not proud. Spin. Yes!
How have we not gotten a dog breed before?
I don't know. There are so many.
We got a dog breed.
Black and tan. Virginia Foxhound.
Speaking of beer.
Yeah, I was going to say how appropriate. We got a black and tan.
The black and tan Virginia Foxhound is an American dog breed and one of four foxhound breeds. In the 18th century, it was crossbred with the bloodhound and gave rise to the black and tan coonhound.
Guys, the seltzer was really bubbly.
It is good for fox hunting.
Well, I would assume so. It's a foxhound.
Cool.
This is awesome. We got to look up. How is there not a picture of this dog? I want to see it.
I mean, maybe because of this little fact here. It says breed status, not recognized as a standardized breed by any major kennel club.
Oh, dunk. It's like a underground breed.
It's like a Pokemon.
It's
like a rare Pokemon.
No, but it's not recognized. So it would be like if you dressed up your cat as a Pokemon. It's like, oh, this is the Caterpie. Yeah. And you're like, what? No, but like, I think it's a Pokemon.
But it clearly exists. It's its own. It's not just like another dog dressed as a black and tan Virginia Foxhound. It is a black and tan Virginia Foxhound.
Yes. No, you are right. And we are going to look up a picture.
You look up a picture while I read more about this dog.
Okay.
All right, so the breed was developed by the landed gentry in order to get a dog suitable for fox hunting. Beside the black and tan, there are the Walker, Calhoun, Penn, Merrydale, Goodman, July, and Trigg, which all developed from similar crossbreeds. The black and tan is believed to descend from hunting dogs imported to America by Robert Brooke in 1650. That's crazy. This specific dog breed is descended from dogs brought to America by one specific guy. These hunting dogs were the ancestors of several varieties of American hounds and stayed with the Brooke family for more than 300 years.
Jeez.
Afterwards, French foxhounds were bred in after George Washington received them as gifts from the Marquis de Lafayette.
Aww.
Much later, the breed's speed and stamina were improved, introducing Irish foxhounds.
Cool.
So.
I have a picture of them.
We have a picture.
Basically, it looks like a big beagle with really long ears, and it's like black on the dorsal side, and then tan.
What are you talking about?
On the ventral side.
I've never heard these terms.
Yes.
Are these like fore and aft for dogs?
It's like top and bottom. It's like back and belly.
Okay.
So you know how like dolphins have dorsal fins?
Well, yeah, that's where I've heard that word before.
Dorsal, and then I think it's ventral is like tummy side.
Sure, sure.
So yeah, so they're like black on top. It's kind of like Doberman colors.
I was just going to say, it looks like a Doberman with like bloodhound ears.
It looks like you took a bloodhound and then you painted it to be a Doberman.
Right.
Is what it looks
exactly.
like.
Exactly. But
looks
cute. Like a cute dog. Really
yeah.
cute dog. And it looks very athletic.
Yes. They can grow to be between 21 and 25 inches. So like
pretty short.
2 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they can weigh between 65 and 75 pounds.
They have a keen sense of smell and they are faster than other hounds. They are large dogs with long, straight boned front legs and a large skull with pendant ears, which frame the face.
Very flatteringly.
They are wide and flat to the head. The eyes are wide set and large with a friendly and intelligent
Aww.
Expression. The tail is set moderately high with a slight upward curve, and the coat is hard and short, and as the name suggests, a combination of black and tan on a white base.
I don't really see
so,
a white base.
The picture you found does not match this description.
Neither does this other picture. That one
That
looks
one
like
does.
It.
Well.
It's cute.
It's cute. these dogs are not suitable to apartment living because they need a lot of exercise and also tend to put on weight easily. Otherwise, they are fairly healthy and not plagued by genetic disorders involving the hip and bones. The lifespan is about 10 to 12 years. They have a friendly, pleasant, loyal, and reliable temperament. Due to the black and tan Virginia Foxhound's energetic temperament, it requires a lot of exercise and room. If this is not provided, it could become destructive in order to entertain itself.
Yep. We've
this
all met a dog like that.
This can also be prevented with careful patient training. These dogs also need to socialize outside and are not suitable for apartment living.
They are serious about being not suitable for apartment living.
Become destructive in order to entertain themselves.
Yeah.
Crazy. I feel like my cat does that.
Yeah, like a hunt, like all cats do that.
Yep. So, we need to write a G-Funk song about the black and tan Virginia Foxhound.
This adorable puppy.
Well, Snoop Doggy Dog is a good example to draw from.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you're right. Excellent. I'm going to start looking up some lyrics and see if I can draw any themes.
Great. I'm going to listen to some more and get my instrumentation together. And I'm also going to find some Parliament songs.
Cool. Yeah.
From which to draw samples.
Let's go.
Coop. Found a Parliament song.
Yes, we sure did.
About dogs.
We did.
And you've probably heard it. It's called Atomic Dog. It's actually from a George Clinton solo album, but George Clinton was part of Parliament and whatever.
Art has no rules.
So it's the song that goes bow, wow, wow, yippee-o, yippee-ay for the first time.
For the first time.
It was the OG, bow, wow, wow, yippee-o, yippee-ay. So yeah. We're going to sample that song to use as our like sampled Parliament funky bass line and groove. We're going to slow it down a little bit. And have that in the background. And over that, I'll layer some record scratches, synthesizer sounds, maybe additional beat elements, and then rap vocals, and then background female vocals from Shannon.
So I was looking up some lyrics, and specifically the lyrics to Atomic Dog.
Yeah.
Which are literally from the point of view, I mean, not literally, metaphorically from the point of view of a dog.
It was written by a dog.
Yeah. So it describes, it's talking about like cool dudes in the neighborhood and calling them dogs, basically. Sure. And like dogs patrolling the streets and like the life on the streets as a dog.
Right.
And like, why do you gotta chase the cat all the time and like watch out for the dog catcher and like, these are your streets, man.
Like I wish that it started out like that and then it got oddly specific and you started to question whether it was really about canines. It's like, why you always gotta chase the cat on the street, you know what I mean? And I think I have fleas now. Wait, what?
I don't know, it's not bacon. Yeah. So, but that inspired
me. Went to the vet today.
Got my balls chopped off. But it did inspire me to write a dog from, to write a dog. To write
a
song.
Wow, that seltzer is going straight to your brain.
Right to my brain. To write a song from the perspective of a dog.
A black and tan Virginia foxhound.
A black and tan Virginia foxhound. Who is going on a fox hunt.
Oh, cool.
With all his bitches. Yeah. So anyway.
Speaking of fox hunt, in searching for a YouTube video that showed us Virginia foxhounds in action, I found some fox hunt horn blowing contests.
Jesus.
It's just like, why did that become the thing?
You know that blog Stuff White People Like?
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Fox hunt,
hunts
number one.
Hunts accompanied by dogs is like definitely up there. Which I have no room to talk. I love Downton Abbey. I've watched them all day. Yeah. So anyway, but like kind of impressive. And Scott does a really good hunting horn. Wait, you got, because like he was like doing an impression of it while we're listening. Can
like,
you do
oh,
it?
Oh, Jeeves, how are we going to get the dogs to respond to us with the fox hunt? Oh, well, we could blow this little horn like.
Like it sounds like a metal canoe.
Wow. Whoa. 0-2.
Damn it, take it back. I want to land it. I want to stick the dismount. It sounds like a metal kazoo.
Thanks Kieran Zizek for our kazoo.
It's not metal though. Thanks Lime Seltzer for getting me drunk. Excellent. Kieran, I want you to know that he keeps your kazoo on.
It's an amp.
An amp.
under my desk.
Yeah, under his desk. He knew
along
exactly
with all
where
my
was.
Other little toys.
Don't be creepy. They're little musical instruments.
Yeah, toys. All right. So you write some lyrics.
Yes.
I'll sample this P-Funk.
Yes.
And
we'll meet back here.
We'll get gangsta.
Yes. So I have some lyrics.
Only some?
Well, like. All of the ones that we need.
Great.
But they are some.
Cool.
Yeah. So I took to heart a couple things.
Okay.
One is the sort of like talky intro that a lot of these G-Funk songs have.
We can do that.
And we've done that before. And I feel like we've even done that before with like remember our Crunk episode?
Oh, yes.
It's just. It's,
Maggie Rinks.
Yeah. It's just kind of a way to like introduce yourself and uh-huh. set the tone and introduce your squad.
Yeah, because a lot of these groups that did G-Funk songs were made up of multiple rappers all like taking turns doing verses and or like having guest stars doing verses and stuff like that.
But also like representing a neighborhood as we heard too mm-hmm. or like a certain like group of people or location. So you wanted to like shout that out at the beginning.
Yeah.
So we have one of those. Definitely talked about hunting foxes with your bitches.
Yeah.
And there isn't really, I mean, it obviously depends on the song, but I liked the idea of there being kind of like a verse and then you just kind of land on like one little line that's kind of like the chorus.
The central idea.
Yeah. And so then we, you know, I have three verses here and then each one of them ends with this like little like two line chorus.
Cool.
It just kind of like restates the premise of the song. So here we go. The talky intro part is Nova in the doghouse tonight. Nova's Northern Virginia.
Nice.
Black and tans all around. Let's get some tail. Foxtail. So here we go. Oh, and explicit content warning, but like, come on. You had to expect it. Here we go. Blow that horn, motherfucking break of dawn. We be trucking out to the woods where the vixens swarm and we're down to get the hunting on. And then the little like two line choruses, because we're hunting fox and chasing tail. Yeah, hunting fox and chasing tail. Yeah, I'm chasing all my bitches racing, following the ginger lady's desperation.
Ooh.
Because we're hunting fox and chasing tail. Yeah, hunting fox and chasing tail. And then can't nobody fix me. Vets, they gotta miss me. My girl's whelping pups like they're a factory. Because they're hunting fox and chasing tail. Yeah, hunting fox and chasing tail.
I love it.
Great. So that's our song.
Cool.
Which I guess would be called Hunting Fox and Chasing Tail?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
And I've sampled Bow Wow Wow Yippee-O Yippee-A, which is Atomic Dog by George Clinton.
Yes.
And slowed it down by about 20 beats per minute. So pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm layering turntable scratches and that high like mono synth, sine wave synth kind of thing. And then some extra bass and horns too. And we'll do a really like lazy West Coast rap style in the rapping. And then female background vocals.
Yep.
Probably just in the chorus, the female background
vocals.
Maybe some like, there's also some fun songs from this time where women in the background just every once in a while will be like, ooh.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Maybe we can. Yeah, exactly. We can add those kinds of things in too.
Yeah, great. That sounds good.
Great. Well, here it is. Hunting Fox and Chasing Tail.
A G-Funk song.
By Shannon and Scott.
Nova in the doghouse tonight. Black and tans all around. Let's get some tail. Fox tail. Motherfucking break of dawn. We be trucking out to the woods where the vixens swarm. And we're down to get the hunting on. Cause we're hunting fox and chasing tail.
Hunting fox and chasing tail.
Yeah, hunting fox and chasing tail.
Hunting fox and chasing tail.
Bow wow wow.
Bitches racing, following the ginger lady's desperation. Cause we're hunting fox and chasing tail.
Hunting fox and chasing tail.
Yeah, hunting fox and chasing tail.
Hunting fox and chasing tail.
Bow wow wow.
Nobody fix me.
Oh yeah.
Vets, they gotta miss me.
Alright.
Michael's whooping puppies like they a factory. Cause we're hunting fox and chasing tail.
Hunting fox and chasing tail.
Yeah, hunting fox and chasing tail.
Hunting fox and chasing tail.
Bow wow wow.
Oh, my bitches.
That was funky.
That was G-Funky.
It was G-Funky.
It was G-Funky.
I'm pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, it was good. I thought we got the mood, the style down.
Yeah, yeah. And like the kind of like, we own this place, braggadocio sort of thing. But from
but
a dog's
perspective. Back.
Yeah.
And from a dog's perspective.
Yeah, the dog's perspective of like, I guess what is a status symbol of being a dog is not having your balls cut off.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's G-Funk, y'all.
That's G-Funk. Inspired by P-Funk. Brought to you by S-Funk.
S-squared funk.
Yes. S2-Funk.
Cool. Thanks.
You got nothing else to say?
No, I'm just like, I'm happy with it. I think it sounded good. And if you liked it, then you should probably subscribe to our podcast.
You should, at Song Salad Cast on Twitter. And you can go to our website, songsaladpodcast.com, to be connected to our iTunes link and SoundCloud and all that.
No, keep going. Yeah, that was great. Really good.
Yep.
And our Patreon, too.
Yeah.
We are so appreciative of everyone who has continued to be our patrons. Like we've said before, we've covered all of our monthly expenses and we're able to save up for advertising. If you donate just $2 a month, you'll be part of the community. And for $5 a month or more, you are going to get access to bonus content.
Bontent.
That good, good bontent. And
it's bon. Bontent.
It is bon. And so we'll have some of that coming up. And also, so this episode,
yeah,
is coming out the week that I get married.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I'm in the thick of it right now, feeling it. So what will happen is you are hearing this episode then,
right now.
Yes, you are. You go. It's true. We know it's true. And then next week, you will hear another episode
if you so choose.
Please do. And then you will hear a compilation episode.
Yeah, we haven't had a compilation episode in a little while, but, you know, we've been trying to keep the content fresh and frequent for you. Keep that salad bar stocked.
So you don't get E. coli.
So you don't get E. coli and sue us for food poisoning.
Yeah, but we just, like, I will be on my honeymoon. Scott will be traveling.
Yeah.
So it's our schedules just aren't lining up. And then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, we should be back to normal pretty soon after that.
Yes. So thank you for your patience. We appreciate it. And we'll post some pictures from the wedding and stuff.
Yay.
Yay.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're
Hunting Fox and Chasing Tail.
Hunting Fox and Chasing Tail. Uh-huh.